Blog Talk Radio.
To God for all of his goodness. Woo! I tell you, oh my God, oh my God. Yes, the Lord is so good. I just can't tell it all of how good God is in this season. Boy, oh boy, the birthday wishes, the acrylics, the everything that's coming in is overwhelming. Just here on Facebook, I tell you, It is just overwhelming. Inboxes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just so wonderful to feel so much love flowing from the lips and the hearts of people. Some I barely even know. I tell you the truth. Oh, my God. I just thank God for all of the well wishes, people of God. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you today, for all that you're doing to make my heart feel merry. I tell you, my God, my God, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. People, I just can't take it. I'm telling you, it's just going and going and going and going. It's just continuing to flow, and I thank and praise God for all of you. Oh, my God, look at all the love, people. I just wish you could see all of what I'm looking at and all of this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, they are so sweet. The people of God are just so precious when they want to be. I tell you, the people of God can just do things to you that nobody else can, and I praise God for each of you, each of them, that's showing so much love today. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love Meek, Meek, I love you too, Meek, Meek. Okay, Nicole, love you too, thank you, thank you. Valerie, oh my goodness, praise God. They're just pouring the love on today, chocolate cakes and everything all over the page, and we thank and praise God for another year. Nobody has to be nice, people of God, but it sure is wonderful when people are nice to you. I tell you that. It's a wonderful thing when people are nice to you. Boy, oh boy, I am just overwhelmed at the love today. Praise God for each of you. Today is a special day. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what? I think I'm going to let Prophet Daryl handle this day. Is this Prophet Daryl?
Yes, it is, Apostle.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right? I'm doing good. I have to call you. First of all, I have to sing my song for you.
You got to sing your song.
Yeah, you know, I have to sing my song today because, see, it's your B-Day, and, you know, you deserve all the acolytes, and, you know, you just deserve it all because who you are and whose you are. You know, and you deserve it. So hold on before you say, let me sing my song. Apostle, you're special. Apostle, you're so special. Hey. Apostle, you're special. So special to the Lord.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Listen, did y'all hear that? This boy, I'm going to get you a job, man. You sure you don't work at one of them clubs in Chicago? I think I heard that. Over there, what's the name of that? The Keeman's Club or something like that? Over there on the west side. Prophet Dale, you should be hosting the show today, really. You should be the host today.
My goodness, my God.
You should be regulating the show, and the show should be two-dimensional. It's the prayer day. Of course, we know that. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's also my birthday, so we should be opening the mics and letting the people express their, you know, birthday wishes, things like that, to the prophet. And you need to be entertaining that kind of stuff today. And going in the closet, and those who want to pray for or prophesy to, praise and pray over the prophet today. I think all that is in order. I know somebody said, look at him, he wagging his own tail. You're right. Right? If I can do it a whole year, somebody can do it for an hour for me. Don't you think so, Prophet?
Yes, sir. You deserve it.
I don't think that's out of order at all, at all, at all. Praise God, praise God. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Happy birthday, Papa Shake. Bless you, man of God.
Who is this?
This is Brett.
That's my son.
Bless you.
Bless you. That's my Cali Alley son right there. I think he in New York right now, though.
Yeah, we in New York. We in New York getting ready. I just want to call and say I love you. Thank God for your life. Happy birthday. I hope you have an exciting day. I hope you got your package. I just love you, man.
Is that the post? I got to go pick it up.
Okay, all right, good. I just want to celebrate you today and just rain this love on you today. I wanted to help start it off. Papa Daryl beat me to it. So I just want to add on that layer on that cake. We on the second layer right now.
Well, the second layer of that cake.
Yeah.
It's going to be good in a minute. It's to see all that chocolate flowing off of it. I see the chocolate. Praise the Lamb. Y'all just too much. I tell you, the love feels so good. For some reason, I'm telling you, this year, I really, really feel the love today. I'm telling you, I do. It's just so much love, and I just thank and praise God. I mean, it's so many phone numbers coming in on my phone, on my telephone. I don't even know these people. I don't even know who these people are. Just all kind of 469 error codes, every kind of error code, just coming in, inboxes from people I don't even know. I'm telling you, it's just wonderful. All my children and grandchildren, and all just everybody, man, the love is just being poured on the prophet today. And I just bless God. I just bless God. I just give God all the praise for this another year, people. God, I am so grateful to God just to be alive. Hallelujah. Brett, where is my baby?
Oh, Jada right here. Oh, hey, Jada, here. Here. Papa, want to say hi to you. Here. There you go. Happy today's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good just to hear your sweet voice. Listen how you sound. No wonder your daddy all over you all day long. Don't give him all. Save me a little sugar on one of them jaws, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday, Sugar Jay. Just save me a little bit. Just a little bit, honey. You in big New York City, girl. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are just a blessing. Prophet Dale, when this girl, how old was Jaden when I prophesied over her, Brett?
She was seven years old.
How old is she now?
She'll be 10 in August.
She'll be 10?
Yes, in August.
I prophesied over this girl, Prophet Dale, when she was 7 years old, concerning her being in movies and all of that, and I promise you, unknowing to me, man, I didn't really know them from hat. I'm even telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I prophesied over her and over their family, and the Lord has been bringing this thing to pass. She's been to Hollywood. Now she's auditioning on Broadway or something now. What y'all there for?
Yeah, we auditioning for Annie at 3 o'clock. So
auditioning. Do you hear this, Prophet Daryl?
Praise
the Lord,
I'm excited. Yeah.
Man of God and little Jada. Prophet, I wish you would encourage her right quick for me.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you to go ahead on, my black sister. Go ahead on, my black queen. Go ahead on, my jewel. Hallelujah. May the Lord go before you. May the Lord make easy and successful your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I know God already did that thing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See that? Mm-hmm. The Lord is going to do a wonderful, wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb of God in your life, Jaden. Just be strong in the Lord. And don't get weary in well-doing, honey. Praise the Lamb. You know, obstacles will come. But you got to remember, you're a member of the Overcomers Club. You're a member of the Overcomers Club, and you have the ability to overcome any obstacle. Anything anybody else can do, you can do. Just run through them doors as they open for you. In Jesus' mighty name, I love you today. You be blessed, darling, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday today.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
All right, baby. Love you now.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you.
The Lord said she
going to
blow their mind.
She going to blow their mind, sure is. Annie, go get your gun. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited. Thank you, Brett. Thank you so much, man of God, for calling
bless
in today.
You,
Stephanie Poo for me. Did Stephanie go with Paul?
No, they all back in California. Nope.
They're all in California. Okay.
Yeah. Woo.
Okay, man of God.
All
right, today is our prayer day. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're here interceding and praying for those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who need prayer today. And we're also celebrating Prophet Michael Shakespeare's birthday. Today is the birthday of the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Daryl?
I wish I had me some prayer bells, some ringer bells. I'll ring them for you.
Some ringer bells?
Yeah, some ring some bells, man. A big old bullhorn to sound off.
Man, we got bells around here, man. We got everything.
Bells, man. You got to ring your bell.
I got to ring the bell.
Ring
Don't
the
think
bell.
We ain't got no bells.
Yeah, come on, let's go there.
We have bells, man. We have bells. We have bells ringing. Wait a minute. This sounds like, listen, is this my, is it, hello? Tell you all this, grandchildren, Kim, that's my daughter-in-law and all my grandkids. You all are singing on the radio. They were singing happy birthday to me. Oh, my God, what a wonderful. Oh, thank you. I love you guys. I'll call you guys back. I'm on the radio. I love you. Mwah. Oh, my grands, boy, I tell you. I told you the love is just pouring in. Now, you know my chest is out across the street now, Prophet Darrell. Oh, I can ring my bells again. Look at that. See, as soon as I rung them bells, you see what happened? As soon as I rung those bells, did you hear those golden bells ringing? Yes, Lord. My God, we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for the love that's being poured in today. And for our birthday, yep, we have 56 years old, Prophet Darrell. I didn't cross over the double nickel, praise God. But, you know, I feel good. I was telling people that the other day. I feel good. I have no complaints. I thank and praise God for every year of life that he has given me. I thank God for my childhood, my adolescent years, and all the rest of the years of life that I've, my young adult, man, I'm telling you, I enjoyed every moment of my life. Did I have some bad times? Yes, I did. But God took me over, around, under, and through whatever it was that I faced. And I praise God that I'm still here holding my integrity and running the race that is set before me with patience, knowing that my race is not in vain. And knowing that I am victorious in the race already, because I see my master at the end of the finishing line waving the flag, and I am going to make the last lap. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. I will not stop running the race. Hallelujah. People of God, I love you today. I bless each of you today. You're listening to PSM International with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are in the studio. If you're hearing our voice via the internet and you would like to call in, you can at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyone want to give expressions of love to me today, we will open the mic to you. If you have prayer requests, we will open the mics to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is call in 646-564-9818 and push 1 on your dial, and or either the intercessors or myself or Prophet Daryl, one of us, some of us will be praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God as you light up the lines. Praise God. Just as we talk with Jada today and encouraging and praying for her there in New York in her audition, we are praying for you, you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God all the way around. Praise the Lamb. Boy, I tell you, Prophet Daryl, the Word of God is so rich, and I've been reading the Word of God in my meditations and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord is just challenging me to new heights and new depths of faith in Him in this walk. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just thank Him so much for allowing me these steps that I'm taking right now. He showed me a vision, Prophet Daryl, of me swimming. Well, I saw a school of whales, a school swimming in deep water. And as the whales were coming up, you know how they come up and go back down and come up and go back down. One of the whales came up, and it was my face on the whale. My face was on the whale. And then the Lord spoke and said, "See, I have allowed you to swim in deep waters."
Ooh.
Praise the Lamb of God. And God is doing so much, people of God, with our faith, and the ministry right now is advancing inside of me. Praise the Lamb of God. And things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore. I tell you, it's something to longevity and a tenure in Jesus Christ. It's something to that, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you that right now. Stay with the Lord. Do not become a castaway. Don't fall by the wayside, no matter what you go through. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, that God is the author and the finisher of your faith. And I promise you, He's developing it in the way that He would have it to be developed, so that you can walk in a supernatural way here in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. Every prophet, every prophetess that have given me a word here late, including for my birthday celebration, none have failed to say that there is a greater revelation, there is a deeper dimension of the prophetic that God is about to allow you to walk in. All have spoken that over me and confirmed that in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know what? I'm ready for the walk. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm ready for the operation. I'm ready to do what God will have me to do as best I can. I'm ready to run now like I've never ran before. I'm ready to go now like I've never gone before. I'm ready to do what God would have me to do in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I've always said this, and I mean it from the depths of my heart. I do not want to rust away. I want to wear away. I do not want to sit around, praise the Lamb of God, and look and wave hands at other people doing what they do. I want to do it for Jesus Christ. I want to do it for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, until the day He comes for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm one of the ones He can come snatch right out of the pulpit. I'm one of the ones, praise the Lamb of God, wherever I am, He can come get me, because I am in love with Jesus. Did y'all hear what I said? I'm in love with Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, prophet.
Glory to God. I'm just glad, Apostle. I'm just excited for you all because, see, I know it's been a tough time for you, and I know the road has been rough, but the Lord has already smoothing out the highway. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He's already filled up the potholes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You don't understand what you're saying.
I thank God for life. I'm just thanking God all because he allowed me to come into your life and allowed me to meet you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I've come to understand that God don't do nothing by accident or coincidence. It's by divine appointment.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You know, when I consider what you just said, you brought back the word of God to me again. The Lord told me, he said, think of the smoothest highway you've ever rode on. He said, you've driven over across many states and across this country. The smoothest highway. And I closed my eyes and I thought about it and I saw that smooth highway. He said, so is your life from this day forth. I've already smoothed out the highway for your life. I know everywhere you must go and what you need to get there. And what you need while you're there has already been provided. That's what the Lord spoke to me. You just brought back the word of God to me. And he spoke that to me a few years ago, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is an awesome God today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, Prophet Darrell, where are the intercessors? Praise the Lamb of God. I need an intercessor today. Praise the Lamb who's going to lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah. Please push one on your dial and come and pray for us today. Where are you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to pray today. You see this, Prophet Darrell? Praise the Lamb. That is. So what now?
On your birthday, they don't want to call in to pray.
Where is my intercessors today? Praise the Lamb. They playing hooky. They playing hooky. Where is my intercessors? Look at this. Brett, back in queue.
You know, I'll pray for you, Prophet. I'll pray.
All right, man. I need you to lead us in prayer today. Don't forget about stick and shut in. Don't forget PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget church all over the world, across this nation. And then, please, don't forget about me. Pray for Prophet Darrell also. Hallelujah. The mic is yours, son. Lead us to the throne as you will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, Father. We glorify your name on today, Father God. We exalt you. And, Father God, we lift you up, Father God, the highest praise. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you and we thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made, Father God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for Apostle Prophet Michael Shakespeare on today, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for his life, Father God. We thank you for his legacy, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for all that he does for us, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We glorify your name, Father God, and we thank you for his service on today, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I plead the blood right now, God, over his life, Father God. I plead the blood right now, God, over his home, Father God. I plead the blood right now, God, over his bank accounts, Father God, over his cars, Father God. I plead the bank account, Father God, over his children, all his children, Father God, his prophetic children, his biological children, Father God, and grandchildren, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I plead the covering and protection over them today, Father God, and the rest of their lives, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for Prophet Durrell today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you for his service on today, Father God. I plead the blood over his life, Father God, and everything that concerns him, Father God. I praise your holy name, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, in this season, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, if we have said or done anything that is not of you, that's not pleasing to you, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, if we've grieved your spirit, Father God. Oh, God, forgive us if we walked away that you not want us to walk, Father God, if we've done things, Father God, or we stepped out of your will, Father God. Oh, God, forgive us, Father God, if we abused somebody or said something to anybody, Father God. But we know,
Father God, that you are healing, that you are restored, Father God. So we thank you for restoration on today, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for deliverance and breakthrough, Father God. God, we thank you for the prophetic word that went forth last night, Father God, over the page, Father God. Thank you for all those poured out last night, Father God. And I pray right now, God, that you restore them, Father God. Oh, God, that you restore that virtue right back into them, Father God. I pray right now every prophetic word spoken on the people, Father God, that they take it, Father God, that they believe it, and they walk into it, Father God, by faith, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I pray for the PSMI family, Father God. I lift them up to you today. I lift up the intercessors, Father God, to you, Father. I pray that you strengthen us, Father God, right now, God. I pray that you strengthen the administrators, Father God. Strengthen them right now, God, and protect them, Father God, anything that concerns them, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. Oh, God, you said all you supply all our needs, Father. Not some things, but all of our things, Father God. So we thank you. You said seek you first, Father God. So we seek you, Father God, daily. And we thank you, for God, for being available to us, Father God. Thank you for being a great intercessor, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, we don't know what to say. You know what to say. You know how to intervene, Father God. So we lift up right now, God, the convalescent homes, Father God. We lift up hospital bedrooms and hospital rooms, Father God. Lord, we lift up the sick and the shut-in right now, God. And, God, we know somebody needs you right now. We lift up, Father God, those who may be struggling financially, Father God. We lift them up to you today right now, God. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provision, Father God. God, we don't stand on our own mic, but on your mic, Father God. Oh, God, forgive us, Father God, if we fell short of the tithe, Father God. Forgive us when we held back the tithe, Father God. Oh, God, break that bondage and break that yoke right now, God, for those who may be struggling. Break that yoke, Father God, for those who may be struggling with what I may have life, Father God. Break that yoke right now, Father God, to anybody, Father God, that may be, Father God, in the bottom right now, God. God, only you can lift it up, Father God. We take our hands up on it, Father God, and we ask that you come in, Father God, and have your way, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, God, what a joyful day. What a wonderful time, Father God. What a wonderful year, Father God. What a wonderful the sun is out, Father God. And we thank you. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. I pray right now, God, for God, anybody that's struggling with cancer, Father God, diabetes, Father God, sickness, Father God. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Rapha, Father God. Come in and heal and touch, Father God. God, I pray for the churches on today, Father God. I pray that eyes and ears be open, Father God. I pray that hearts be open, Father God, in this season, Father God. I pray, God, that heart and heart be chopped up and broken up right now, God, and let your love, that agape love, come in, Father God, and heal, deliver, and set free, Father God, and restore, Father God. I pray right now, God, for that infant baby, Father God, or that child right now, God, who doesn't have a parent. I pray right now, God, for those parents, Father God, single parents, married couples, Father God. Lift up the family to you, Father God. And I pray for oneness, Father God. I pray for oneness in marriages right now, God. Oh, God, I pray right now for our president, Father God. I pray right now, God, for the Senate, the Congress, Father God, the House of Representatives, Father God, God, the Defense Secretary, Father God. I pray for each and every, the Army, the Navy, Father God. I pray for those in Afghanistan and Iraq, Father God. I pray for each all those across the world, Father God, in Ghana, the UK, Father God, we lift them to you, Australia, Father God, France, Canada, Father God, we lift them up to you, Father God, we lift them up to you, Father, all cares, all concerns are lifted up to you, Father, hallelujah, Father God, oh God, lift up those in New York right now, God, and God, as we go out right now, God, God, use us as a vessel, Father God, God, use us, let your glory shine through us, Father God, God, if there's somebody you want us to minister to, Father God, then use me for your glory, Father God, God, have your way on today, Father God, God, as we go into an area called Hell's Kitchen, Father God. We bring heaven with us, Father God. We call down and we cast out every demonic spirit, every attack, Father God, that has been assigned for us in Jesus' name. Well, Satan, you've been served notice right now in Jesus' name that you have no place, you have no right, and you have no authority in our lives, and we cast you to the pits of hell and that lake of fire where you belong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We glorify you. We exalt you. We praise your holy name. We glorify you. We exalt you, Father. We exalt you. Your holy name on today, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Father. We give you all the glory, Father. Hallelujah, Father. You deserve it all, Father. You let us bask in your glory, Father God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty
Hallelujah.
Name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful
thank
God.
You, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
God's praying, man, today.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we incite the atmosphere on today, Father. We incite it and we ignite it right now, Father. We incite it and we ignite the atmosphere. We incite and we ignite the prophetic atmosphere right now in Jesus' name. We incite it and we ignite it right now with a flame of fire right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh.
My God, but my God. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah, Father.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Father.
My God.
Have your way, God. Have your way, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
name.
Touch your
thank
people,
Father,
Father God.
Thank
touch your people.
Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. Oh, God.
Praise. We give you honor, Lord.
Oh, you deserve all the honor.
It's a miracle of life today, Father. There is none like you nowhere.
There's none like you, Father.
You are God.
Ah,
hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Your sons and your daughters. Thank you, Father.
Glory, Hallelujah.
For your servants, Lord.
Da, 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 da.
Give
da, da,
you hey. Praise.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hey.
My son has been prayed up in here today. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank my son, bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Stay there for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our son Brett has prayed heaven down to kiss the earth today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you, if you find a gift that's greater than the gift to communicate with the Creator, I want to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The gift that's greater than the one to be able to communicate, hallelujah, with your Creator. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to see that gift. My God, my God. Bertha Pruitt.
Prophet Shakespeare.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
It's Bertha's birthday too, people of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for our intercessor. Bertha, how you doing, honey?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Most High God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise
God. Joy bell is ringing in my soul.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they ringing, bang, ringing, I'm telling you. Praise the from
yes,
the rise. I tell you, this morning I woke up and I just laid there listening to worship music and just laid in the arms of the Master and just kept telling them, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, and praising him and worshiping him right there on the bed. And do you know he came on the bed? Yes, he did. Yes,
he yes, did. Yes, I know. That's exactly what I did. I just
hallelujah.
Woke up with
him
and prayed. I made it. Another year, I made it.
I made it. In spite of all of that was against me, I made it.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, and God give
thank
glory.
God, I made it.
Glory to his name. Bless him, bless him,
yes,
bless
Lord,
him.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Bless him today. He is an awesome today, and I give him praise. I give him honor, and I give him glory. My God, what a wonderful God we serve today. Hallelujah. Bertha, was there anything else you wanted to tell us how you was calling in today?
I just called in to wish you a happy, prosperous, blessed birthday. And to tell you that I thank God that he divinely connected us when he did, because it has truly been a blessing to have you in my life, not only in my life, but to be spiritually connected to you in ways that I never dreamed. But it was God ordained. I questioned him not, but I just told him whatever it is that you would have me to do concerning the man of God, here I am. I'll do. And I thank God for that, because I questioned him not when he said that this was what I had to do, was to intercede for you. I count it an honor and a privilege that God chose me to intercede for the apostle, his son. You don't choose everybody, whether anybody, to stand in the gap for his anointing. But I thank God that he chose me to be his personal intercessor. I give him all the glory that he chose me over birth.
I give him the praise for you. Thank you, Jesus, for birth. And all the intercessors, all other intercessors that are assigned to your servant son, Father, for we need it, Father. I thank you. I thank you.
Lord.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful salutation. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God for being here with us today. Y'all just make my heart feel so good. Boy, I'm telling you, tears has been drawn from my eyes. Joy has leaped in my heart. I'll tell you, smile after smile has come across my face at the good things that have been shared with me and told to me in this day, the prophecies last night. Oh, I wish some of the prophecies came across the air today. Woo-wee! My God. Saints were prophesying last night, and some of them woke up this morning still with words for the man of God. And I thank God. I thank God. All of them were in harmony one with another. Not one word was saying, praise the Lamb of God, as they were, as the people of God were speaking in my life. And I thank and praise God for that. Wait a minute, who is this? Erico 630.
Happy birthday.
Hey, granddaughter, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I know you are.
How's the Chi-Town children doing?
They out with Pastor. So they're giving me a break to go. Yeah,
she'll call me by midnight. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's her way. She'll probably call me around midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. Saying,
yeah,
I got in.
About
midnight.
Yeah, about 11:59, she'll call you.
Yeah, that's what your mother do, but that's my daughter. Don't mess with her. I kill a brick by Gail Johnson. Don't mess with her. That's the prophet's daughter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Daughter, listen, since we got you all women here, God here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me see here. Praise the Lamb. I think I'm going to Bertha to pray. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want Bertha to pray over, praise the Lamb of God, this nation of ours, praise the Lamb of God in our government, hallelujah, and the government officials in our cities. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then I want you to, Shatwan, to pray over our young people, over the youth this summer, praise the Lamb of God. I just got a funny feeling in my belly about this summer, praise the Lamb of God, with all the lack of jobs and things of this nature, that God will curtail the violence and the robberies and murders and all of this that goes on in order for people to get money in their pockets, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray for that, dear. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is with us, and we must utilize, hallelujah, this avenue. I talk about it all the time, this wonderful grace that he has given us, Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to prayer. Hallelujah, as it relates to prayer. And we want to continue to allow God to use us in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. I want Shatwan to pray first, and then Bertha, then I want you to come behind her. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Shatwan. Pray for these young people.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just come, God, thanking you for another day, God. Father God, we come thanking you, God, for giving us another opportunity, God, to come into your presence on this day, God. And for that, God, we're grateful, God. God, we humble ourselves before you today, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask right now, God, that you incline your ear to hear us, God, on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come, Lord, and we come lifting up our children on this day, God. God, we come asking right now, God, God, that you send your angels to protect them, God, even as they are out of school now, God. Some are out, and God, some are not out. But God, I ask right now, God, that as they're on their journey to school, God, that you continue to watch over them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put a hand of protection around our children, God. Oh, God, that they might not fall into the enemy's hands on this summer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, that you open doors for them, God. God, open doors at the YMCAs, God, at the rec center, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, open doors that they may be volunteers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let us not forget, God, God, that they may live their life for you on this summer, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh, God,
that they may minister to their peers, God, in the name, God, let their light shine, God. And, oh, God, the word that they have hidden in their heart, God, let them go out, God, hallelujah, and be witnesses for your word, God, on this summer in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them learn how to build your kingdom up, God. God, let them learn how to be witnesses for you, God. God, let them learn how to live a life, God, that's pleasing and acceptable to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we bind up the drugs, God, on this season, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind up the alcohol in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that whenever it is presented to them, God, that they make a wise decision, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will please you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, open up the vacation Bible schools for your children, God. God, that they may go in the name of Jesus and get your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God, let us, God, be teachers, God. Let us demonstrate your word to your children, God. God, your word said, God, train up a child in the way that they should go, God. And when they get old, they will not depart, God. But, God, you never said how old was, God. So, God, in the name of Jesus, God, even as they grow old day by day, God, we place their feet and bind it to your will, God, that they will not stray in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bind up every murdering spirit, God, that comes to sift our children, God. I bind up every prostitution spirit, God, that will tempt our children, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, give our children the wisdom, God. Give them the knowledge and the understanding, God, of your word, God. Make it simple and plain to them, God. Oh, God, that they may understand what you're saying to them, God. Oh, God, let their ears be open to you tonight, God. Oh, this summer, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them hear you. Speak to them, God, even as you speak to us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, when the sun goes down, God, we bind up the imprint of the devil, God, that comes to destroy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We put a hedge of protection around them, God, that even in the midnight hour, God, you'll continue to watch them, God. You continue to teach and minister to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you soften their hearts, God. Oh, God, let them know that they are not immortal, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up those gang members, God. We bind up the initiations of the gang, God, that were trying to snatch our children, God. But, oh, God, in the name, God, we charge our angels, God, to go out in a group around them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Open up the job, God, that our children may come home from college, God, and they may find work, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Teach them how to be good stewards, God, in the name of Jesus, over the things that you have given them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, your word said, God, that we'll be good stewards over little things, God, that you will make us ruler over many, God. Show them your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God, for the call that you have put on their lives, God. And God, let them walk in every calling, God. Let them walk in the gifts of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, we speak to every preacher, God. We speak to every teacher, God, every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, apostle, God, in the name of Jesus. And we tell those gifts to come forth and be birthed in the name of Jesus, God, in our children, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we call it forth, God, but this is the season, God, that they will bring the people in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, they will bring in the young, God. They will bring in the old in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, their walk will be upright before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. But they do have a voice, God, in the name, God. And those children, God, that are being abused and neglected, God, in the name of Jesus, God, send somebody their way, God. Let them know that you love them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send somebody, hallelujah, God, to let them out, God. And, oh, God, in the name, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. And, oh, God, we ask, God, that you forgive those, God, that mistreat your children, God, for they know not what they do, God. But your word said what you do to the least of them, God, you do to me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But they don't know, God. But, God, we ask right now, God, that you have mercy on them, God. And, oh, God, give them an opportunity, God, to come to the throne, God, and cry, what must I do to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and we praise you, God. And we raise up children, God. We raise up an army, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will do your will, God, that will not compromise your word, God, in the name of Jesus. I bless you and I praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we come now lifting up every nation and kingdom, oh God, the United States of America. God, we ask you to stretch forth your mighty hand of mercy upon every nation. Father God, you said in your word that if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, repent of their sins, then would you hear from heaven, and you would hear the land. And, oh, God, we come now crying out for the healing in the land. Father God, we ask you now to bind the adversary, oh, God. You said that the devil only comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Father God, the innocent blood is crying out to you to avenge them of the virus that are taking their lives. But, oh, God, right now we ask you in the name of Jesus to tear down the walls of idolatry, false religion, oh, God, that your people will walk worthy of the calling in the land. God, we ask you to send the apostle and the apostles into the White House, to the mayor's office, the governor's office, the city council and the Congress. God, send them to speak a word of wisdom in their ears, oh, God. Open their eyes to see the signs of the times as your word goes forth. Father God, only you can do it, God, and we give you glory
the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the King of Glory. And for this, we give you glory, God. Father God, we ask you to bind up the spirit of murder, violence, rape. Oh, God, cover jacket. In the name of Jesus, robbery and theft. God, protect your people through this season, oh, God. We all are living in the end times. Oh, God, you said that the righteous shall prevail. God, we send your mighty blood, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that we are not of this day, but we are just the joy of passing through. Oh, God, you are heaven bound. But, oh, God, until you come back and back to your church, God, let your hand of mercy shut out on us, oh, God. Oh, God, you said in your word that you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Father God, your wrath of fire and judgment is in the land. But, oh, God, we know that in you we have a hiding place. Hide us under the secrets up in the shadow of your almighty wings. God, you shall angels around every nation. Give them charge over us. Father God, we release Michael, the archangel, and Gabriel to guard against the prince of darkness that sits over each nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move now by your Holy Spirit. And oh God, we'll forever give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise that you are so worthy of. In the matchless name of Jesus, our high priest, we bless your name, God, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful wonderful God we serve. Oh, Lord, we give you praise, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Your daughters,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tisha, you thank you for birth, oh, even, oh God, on her birthday, oh God. Yet she's here praising you, calling on your name. Hallelujah. Bless you, sir.
Thank you for life, oh God. Life and life and abundantly, oh God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Our God, people of God, we are here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessory day on our pages, intercessory day here on the show. Praying for you, you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our other daughter is here also, is going to pray with us and for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I believe Mad Denise is here. Is that you, Maggie?
Yes.
Or is... yes. How you doing?
I am fine. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, everybody.
Happy birthday,
Bertha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for your presence here. Oh, my God, the Lord is just moving so strong and mightily. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, people of God, as we are interceding and celebrating here on the show, praise the Lamb of God. Any of you can call in at any time. Press 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb. If you would like to ask for prayer or, praise the Lamb of God, even to give congrats to me or Bertha on a birthday or whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. The mics are open for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Maybe the Lord has given you a word for me. Hallelujah. We are here to hear that word too. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe this Adam calling in from Africa.
Yeah. This is Pastor Adam all the way from Africa, Ghana.
From Ghana, Africa, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Papa.
I was in Orlando, Florida, Adam. I met a woman. I can't think of her name right now. I met a woman, a wealthy woman, too, who is from Ghana, and she had just came back from Ghana, and she said your church and stuff is about 3 hours from her, but she is going to journey down that way to visit with you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I showed her all the pictures of the building and all of that on Facebook and all of that kind of thing. And she said she is going to come down there, and she has relatives in the area where you live. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Wonderful. See the glory on this woman's face. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She said she goes back and forth to Africa. She has a business there in exports and imports. And praise the Lamb of God. Talking to her about the work that you were doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what we're trying to do, even in building the orphanage.
Wow.
And she was very excited about the orphanage.
Wow.
Being built.
Wow.
So God has a way, praise the Lamb of God, of connecting us to
Amen.
The right people. You know what I mean? How you doing, son? I know you didn't call in for that, but how are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm just so excited to celebrate with you, to celebrate who God has made you to be. We thank God for you. We thank God for giving you, for giving us such a special person like you. I'm so excited, Papa. I celebrate the call of God in your life. I thank God for letting our paths cross. Today I was just praying for you. I was just thanking God for your life, and I said, God, thank you for this man of God, and I just thank God. And, you know, as I was praying for you, God just gave me a word. And God says that he has given you a word not for only America, but even now it is going to start from America.
Oh, ball he dropped, praise the Lamb of God, right in the prophecy he had to his call drop. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, my ears was in tune. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God for Adam. I'm sure he probably will try to call back in if he can. Our son from Ghana, Africa. Oh, here he is right here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Man, I missed that. Yeah, you dropped. I missed that. So you're going to have to tell me what the Lord said again.
Yeah. The line, the network is so bad here. What I'm saying is that when I was praying for you today, God told me that he's giving you a specific word for America, and this word, he's going to take you to the White House. That is where it is going to start. So get ready, Papa. God is about to take you to the White House because the president is going to seek your knowledge in specific areas concerning the spiritual state of America. And that word is in your mouth. The Lord says that he's giving you that word. And soon he's going to order your steps into the White House, where God is going to let the president seek your advice concerning some spiritual areas in the country of America. God is about to take you to the White House. The Lord says that he has given you a specific word for the entire nation, the nation America. And soon he's going to take you to the White House. And from there, you're going to explode into the other nations. You're going to go to Africa. You're going to go to Europe, Asia. He's going to take you all over the place. But the door opener is that you get to the White House. He said this year, he will get you to the White House. Not
going there
on your own, but God is going to hold your hands. He's going to put you in the mind of the president. And he's going to seek your advice. He's going to seek your advice on the religious state of America. So, Papa, get ready. God says that he's putting a word in your mouth for America. It's a seasonal word, and that word is in your mouth. He's going to order your steps to the White House.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying. I was so excited when God dropped this word in my spirit. I was so excited. And I thank God that I was in prayer when this word came. I was so much excited. And today, to be your birthday, I wish you a super happy birthday. I celebrate you, Papa. I celebrate you.
Adam, you just don't know what you're saying. And the Spirit of the Lord is all over me as you speak. The Lord recalled the vision of me riding in a limousine. I'm riding in the limousine. And I was in the back seat on the passenger side. The front seat, you know, they have the window that you can't see through, you know? And the driver There was other people in the back of this limousine with me. But I was sitting right behind the front seat. And when the window slide down so that you could see over in, the president was in the front passenger seat. Obama was in this limousine.
Wow.
Did that. I saw the White House, and he turned around, and he extended his hand to me and said, "Thank you for coming." And I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll show you that a little while back, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh my God, the Lord is
blessed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
I'm so excited. I wish you a happy birthday, Papa.
Thank you for that confirming word. Son, I love you. I'll be talking to you soon. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, there he go. He drops again. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, here's someone else calling. Area code 442.
Hello there, cuz.
Uzzo, oh, my God, the Ukraine is calling in, people of God. Hey, cuzzo, how you doing?
I'm very well. Finally got onto the show. Had an afternoon off today, so I was able to link in. Unfortunately, it's very difficult for me to link in on a weekday now because me moving and further away from work, so it's taking me longer to get home. But I couldn't let this opportunity pass without wishing you enough blessings, enough love, and
I want you to just be
in awe with the Holy Spirit around you. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to anoint you and to guide your footsteps. And wherever there's crookedness or waviness, may it be smoothed out by the Holy Spirit. And as I was just listening just now to your steps to the White House, and I'm like, wow, smooth those steps so that the journey will be completed in as soon as the Lord calls you to do so. And before he calls you, I know that he's just straightening out the pathway for you now.
My God.
I wanted to just come in and just say happy birthday, or should I say happy Earth Day? And, you know, just hope that. I noticed there's lots of cakes going on around there, and unfortunately, I'm too far away to even get a slice. But I'm sure you'll have a slice for me. And also, Bertha, I want to wish you a happy birthday too, or Earth Day as it were. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and to keep you encouraging. Because I've been away for so long now, I can feel the words coming through the Facebook page, and it's just amazing. Even though I wasn't able to be in touch through the telephone line, I still felt a part of the PSMI. And, you know, it's just growing from strength to strength, and it's encouraged me. And there's been time in my life when I, and especially in the last 6 months, when it just seems like it's an ongoing turbulence, an ongoing unsteadiness. But I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And it's through looking on the words, and just there's always something thrown there. You know, even if it's just like, you know, the Lord knows, the Lord's hearing you. Be still, be patient. And it's all these things that are encouraging, not just myself, and I'm sure I speak for a number of people that's on that page, or who's coming onto that page, or hearing of that page, how encouraging the page is. And I just want to give thanks to each and every one of you. I know it's your birthday and it's your special day, and Bertha's, but I just want to just say thank you to each and every one of you out there on the airwave and also on the page, you know, for the encouragement for us all. And I'm hoping that I'm also doing the same thing for somebody out there also. So yeah, it's been really great to be able to connect again.
Bless you, cuz. Oh, this is Blossom Shakespeare in the UK, everybody. Praise the Lord, and I'm glad you called in. The Lord has a word for you today. He says by the end of this year, you're going to be in your own business. I don't know what this is. I don't know what type of business it is. Praise the Lamb of God. But God is about to bring you into your own so that you will not have to be employed by anybody. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to free you up. Hallelujah. And you're going to hire people to work under you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to hire people to work under you, and God is going to give you this business. You just watch how fast this unfolds for you. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to do this for you. He has spoken, and all I can do is say amen to what God has. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Awesome God we serve today.
Praise. We certainly do. We certainly
do. See that? That boy done loose the prophetic out on here. Prophet Darrell, anything you hear?
I just want to tell her that the Lord has already opened up many doors for you. In this season, he has swung open doors for you. And he told me, and the Spirit of the Lord told me, he has given you the power to get the wealth. Hallelujah. And God said he's getting ready to lighten up the load for you. Hallelujah. I don't know, in this season, we've been going through some stuff, but God said he's getting ready to give you smooth sailing. He's getting ready to smooth sailing. And he said you ain't got to worry about only to tell him thank you for what's to come.
My God.
Wow.
My God. God is about to bless you, Blossom. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as your first name is, so it is going to happen in your life. You are about to blossom. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, wow.
You are about to blossom. Just watch God and allow God to stay in the place of prayer, meditation. Praise the Lamb of God, and so that you can have the listening ear. In all your ways, acknowledge God and let him direct your path as you have been doing your best to do. God allowed you to struggle in that area so he can make you press into his presence deep enough to hear his voice. Now you're hearing God. Don't stop pressing in.
I won't.
God is going to direct your path in these things. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see it just as clear as I'm talking to you. And you're going to be able to do the things that's necessary to be done. And you're going to say, look at what God is doing today. And you just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's doing extraordinary things for us right now that's out of the norm. Hallelujah. The way that he's blessing us, the promises are maturing. The promises are coming in a way that, praise the Lamb of God, it's not in the order that we would have ordered it, but it's coming. It's the Lamb of God. And the way that we'll look for it to come from the sky, but it's coming out the water. We're looking for it to come out of the ground, but it's coming out the sky. Hallelujah. Because his way is not our way. Praise the Lamb of God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Praise the Lamb of God. Do this for sure. His word cannot fail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. His word cannot fail. God is not a man that he can lie. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I'm happy to know that you're my cousin, though I know that. Praise the Love you enough, cuz.
Love you too. You take care and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to listen in still, but you go ahead and pick up all your birthday messages and, you know, you just, have enough. Let it overfill.
Bless you, baby.
You be blessed too, cuz.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey, a couple of you I've seen it have even went to the PayPal button and left a little coin for me there. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me say thank you to those. Praise them. If you would like to bless the prophet today, you can at psmintl.org. And then you can go to the PayPal system. Or, of course, I know it's already been posted a mailing address also. Praise God. If for those of you would like to. We give God praise because, of course, we use the money in ministry, praise the Lamb, and to do the things that must be done. Hallelujah. Now, well, just a minute. I see your number 917. I see this 818, but I need my daughter, praise the Lamb of God, Maginice. I feel a urgency, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for, and I don't know why it's so heavy on me today. I know we do this, you know, basically every week, but it's on me to have my daughter pray for the pastors, praise the Lamb of God, and the churches today. Are you with me, Magic?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, to pray for those pastors, praise the Lamb of God, those apostles, the prophets, praise the Lamb of God, there's people that shepherd the flock of God, the people that's shepherding the flock of God, the people that's teaching the flock of God, hallelujah, and praying for the flock, for the church at large, praise the Lamb of God, that God would move in this season, hallelujah, to allow us to witness, to allow us, hallelujah, to bring in the harvest that is sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, white as snow, but the laborers are so few, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you if you would, daughter, please petition the throne of grace for us at this time in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to say this before I start praying, prophet. I just want to say that this morning when I was praying for you, I saw the, I want to confirm that word that Pastor Adam released to you about going to the nations, because I saw that too. And also what the Lord showed me is not only are you going to the nations, but the nations are also coming to you.
My God.
I see a multicultural ministry that's going to be released to to you. So that's what I saw earlier. And when he said it, I was like, oh, my God. And also one other thing, the Lord told me to pray for you while I was on this show today, and he wanted me to ask you, what is the one thing, what is it that you want? Because you always want things for other people. What do you want?
Ooh, that's a big question. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What do I want, Father? Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Outside of your children walking in the fullness of their calling, outside of the truth church being filled up, outside of, because he gave me some things already, outside of that Cadillac that's in your heart, outside of all that, what else?
Amen. That's him.
I really want the money to finance the kingdom. I want the money to finance the kingdom. That's what I want. I've always wanted. I want money enough to sit down with other Christian businessmen and start Kingdom Electronics and Kingdom Marts and buy land for the future of the mark of the beast, so that we can alter that, so that we can have our own Wall Street, our own system of government, whereas that we can buy, sell, and trade amongst each other, and we won't have to look to the mark of the beast to do it. That's what I want. I want to be able to finance churches that are willing and able to build, but they can't get the money from the banks. I want to be able to have that venue to be able to supply that for ministries and things of that nature, to do ministry. And I would love to be that person. I've asked God for that before, so you can tell him again, that's what I want. I want it.
Okay.
And it's not about me being a billionaire or nothing. It's just having the resources to do that. That's what I want.
Okay.
I want to be able to do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We honor you today. We magnify you and we exalt you. We thank you for another opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace. We thank you for all the prayers that have already been prayed, and
yes,
we count it all done, because you said,
yes,
that if we ask you, we shall receive. So we just bless you on today and we magnify you. We say hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Father. Hallelujah is the highest praise, and we just say glory to your name. Glory to your name. There is none other like you. You are sovereign, God. You are magnificent. You are omnipotent, God. There is none other like you. The Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end, creator of the earth. And we call you Father. Abba, Father, we call upon you today, oh God. And I come before your throne, God. And I beseech thee in obedience to your spirit. I beseech thee, Lord, on behalf of Prophet Michael Shakespeare. You heard the desire of his heart, God. You had me to ask him what he wanted, God. So I have asked him, and he still wants something so that he can bless others, God. So I ask you, God, as we sit in the open heaven, as you told me, God, I beseech your throne, and I ask you, God, that you would release those things that he had asked you for, God. I ask, God, that financial prosperity would befall him now, God, that you would release it upon him now, that you are laying down abundance of financial prosperity upon it, and that he would come, that it would come into his hands, God, and that you would give him the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding to know how to use the money to finance the kingdom, God, because he doesn't want it for personal gain, God, but he wants it to build up the kingdom, God. Bless people through him, God, as you have used him, God, to be a channel of your spirit,
will release the fire of your anointing. Let him feel it even now, God. Even from the inside out, God, touch him now with your spirit, God. Let your oil run, God, from the top of his head down to his feet, God, and drench him, God. Anoint him and saturate him, God, with your presence even now, God, so that he would know that it is you who have commissioned these words, God. So I thank you, God, and I lift up, God, all of your ministers, God. I lift up your church. I lift up the apostles, God, the pastors, God, the prophets, God, the evangelists, the teachers, the bishops, God, even those that call themselves reverend, God. I lift up all the ministers, God, and even the lay people, God. And I just lift up your church as a whole, God. And I just thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you for the spiritual cleansing that you're doing in this season and for the east wind that you're sending. So burn up the spirit of deception. We bless your name for that, God. We thank you for cleansing us, God, so that we might be presented as a church without spot or blemish, God, so that we would have perfect and pure worship in your house. For you said that your house shall be a house of prayer, and that is what we would desire to do, God. Your house shall be a house of prayer, God, and from that prayer, manifestations will come. So we thank you that you are bringing the church back to its original intent, God. We thank you, God, that you are tearing down false doctrines, God. We thank you for enlightenment in this season, that your people are no longer bound by tradition and religion, but they are now seeking relationship, God. And I ask you, God, that you would order the steps of all the shepherds, God, all those who you have called to pastor your sheep. I ask you, God, that you would keep their ears and their hearts of understanding open unto you, God, so that they can be led by your spirit, so that we are all on one accord. Because we know when we are one accord, that is when we hear you, God. That is when we feel you, God. And we want a greater manifestation, God, in this millennium than what has ever been ever before since the time of Jesus Christ. So we thank you that this is what you're doing, God. We thank you that you have given us pure hearts to desire you, God. We can only do that by you, because there is nothing good in our flesh. The only thing is good is you, and it is the you that lives within us, God. So I thank you, God, and I ask you to forgive the shepherds, God, that have scattered your sheep. Have mercy upon them, God. Give them another chance, God. Give them another chance, God, to lead your people on the right path. Give them another chance, God, to pastor your people effectively, God. Don't turn them over, God. Don't turn them over and don't kill them as dumb before your eyes, God. I ask God for mercy upon them, God, that you would send the people and give them compassion for your people. Even if you have compassion for your people, for you have chosen us. You have chosen us. We did not choose you, so we just bless you on today. I ask you, God, that you would release gifts unto your people, because it says that you went and set up, that you went and set the captives free, and then you release gifts, God. So now that we are free, I ask you for gifts, God, for those that don't have them, God. I ask you, God, for the gift of faith. I ask you, God, for the gift of prophecy. I ask you for the gift of interpreting tongues, God. Oh, my Lord, she and I release it now, God, in the name of Jesus. I release it, God, that they would receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you are strengthening us in the ministry of those, God, and that we would exhort and edify, comfort one another, God, and that we will not only prophesy good things, but we will prophesy judgment if this is what you are saying, because it even that is good, God. So I thank you, God. Thank you, God, for rebuilding your church. Yes. I thank you, God, for trusting us with the rebuilding, God, in this season. We don't doubt it. We don't care. We don't take it lightly, God, that you chose us for this work, God. So I ask you, God, that you would release, God, your anointing upon us, God, and just lead us and guide us on the straight path, God. You said, Father, that you would go before us and make our crooked places straight. And you were breaking pieces of, you were breaking the thunder gates of brass, God, and that you would give us the hidden treasures of darkness and hidden riches and secret places, that we might know that you are El Shaddai, God. So I you, God. I thank you, God. I ask you, God, that your people will understand sonship, God. Let us understand sonship, God, because you have given us the power to create wealth, God. You have given us all that we need, God. Oh, God, and I just ask you, God, that you would just...
We thank you that you are giving us the former rain and the latter rain together, God, which is overabundance, God. I heard you today when you said our righteousness shall spring forth as the noonday, meaning that it's going to happen without a doubt, God. I heard you when you said it, God, so I just bless you, God. Thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you on today, God. We honor you, God. It's a sweet presence, and we feel your presence, God. And we just soak in your anointing on this afternoon. We thank you for gracing us with your presence. It's a sweet, sweet presence in the atmosphere. We feel your presence, and we just lift our hands up to you, God. And we say, holy, 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 as we stand before a sovereign God. Hold on, but we'll see. He who is and was and is to come, we bless you on today.
Awesome, God. Awesome, God. Oh, my God. God, my children, the Lord Jesus is for the righteous, they availeth much. And I thank and praise God for the prayers, hallelujah, that have gone up today already. Praise the Lamb of God and our sons and daughters. What fire that has come down today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me open this mic. Prophet Dare, your mic is open. Praise the Lamb. I just wanted you to know. I saw you recall back in. Praise the Lord. Your mic is open. Error code 818. Kimmy?
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord. Who's calling?
This is Albertine. This is Cammie's friend.
Oh, Cammie's friend. How you doing?
I'm good. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you.
And thank you so much. Bless you.
God bless you. I just want to say happy birthday. And also, you had prophesied to me a couple of weeks ago about, we were talking about film and television and my writing. And I have gotten a lot of breakthroughs, but also the Lord laid it upon my heart to make sure that when I close my deals, it's so into your ministry. So I make a vow to you that when I close my deals, I have a lot of things in the works. God has really been opening up doors, and he has really been blessing me with people who are interested in doing things with my films and with my shows. So my vow to you is that I will sow into your ministry and definitely help you with the kingdom building and to all the things you spoke of about being able to have our Christian brand and our Christian trademarks and buy and sell and within,
yes,
you know, the Christian family. And I make that vow. I will definitely be sowing into the ministry. And I just ask just to keep me in prayer and keep me in the right direction with the right people so that I can, you know, be with the right people to get my films and get my shows and things sold. And, you know, just pray for my family as I pray for you and pray for the family, you know, that you have here in the ministry. And I continue to pray that your ministry just grows like wildfire. I just pray for you, and you're such a powerful, compassionate man of God, and I thank God for you. I really do.
Thank you, sweetheart. And we thank God for you, and I just praise God for allowing you to come and be a part of the show on a daily basis practically now. And I thank you that you have tapped in a way that God is moving so swiftly in your life. You are another testimony of the manifestation of the promises of God. And I know those that are listening to my voice know better. Even though it's as, you know, the scripture says that Jesus gave the parables of the workers that come in at different hours, but at the end of the day, they receive the same wages. And even though you haven't been with us that long, you and Kimmy, you all are reaping the promises that God has placed upon our mantle and upon those that's a part of PSM. And it's just awesome to see what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And then to hear the pledge that you made, the pledge that Kimmy has made to bless the ministry and support the ministry and what we're trying to do. And people of God, I promise you this. I have owned the big house. I have had the jacuzzi, the big giant bedroom with a $30,000 bedroom set sitting in it that was paid for cash. I have had the Jaguar, the BMW, and Navigator all in the same garage. I have had $100,000 sitting in my checking account before. I know what it is to have money. I know what it is to have more clothes than you need. I still got more than I need. I'm serious. Somebody just took me out and bought me 7 pair of shoes. They bought 6-7 pair of pants and shirts and everything, saying, "Prophet, I just want to take you shopping." And I'm just telling you, God has always been good to me one way or another. And I'm just saying, I didn't have all of that. I know how that feels and all of that. But I want to do God's will this go round. I want to do what is necessary in order to make an impact in our nation and our world praise the Lamb of God, that will change the destiny of Christians as we know it. Because nobody is talking about the mark of the beast, and it's going to slip right up on us and smack us in the face, and we're not able to buy, sell, or trade. That's a warning, and the warning been in the Bible for as long as John the Revelator been off the Isle of Patmos. And who has established anything to counteract that, to say we will not receive it because we have our own? The only way we're going to counteract it is that we have our own, that we're making our own. And it's too many brilliant Christians that's walking around on planet Earth that's working for the system that's going to enslave us. And God is delivering us out of this bondage. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for people who can see the vision. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you today. And thank you so much for the birthday wish. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Prophet Dale, are you with me?
You know I'm still here, Apostle.
Woo, boy, I tell you, Prophet. My God, my God, my God, my God. The things that the Lord is doing, hallelujah, for us.
It's your day, Apostle.
Huh?
I say, it's your day.
My God, my
I'm
God.
I'm just excited.
Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who would not serve a God like this? That man, Denise, and that boy from Africa, my son, Adam, from Africa, praise the Lamb of God with these precious prophecies and what have you that has been bestowed on us. And also, a lot of them, like I had said already, they wasn't at the church. Well, my Denise was there, but when you came down, praise the Lord, a lot of them didn't pay attention to what you were saying to me. Daryl, praise the Lamb of God. And all of this stuff is lining up also with the prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the Lamb of God has spoken over my life when you came to the church, and then Bertha and all of those that put me in that circle, the things they spoke to me and over me. See, I take prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, very, very strongly. I take prophecy when it comes from people who I know have the prophetic anointing and who are doing what doing the things that is right in the eyes of God and is living the life, trying their best to live the life, and there is no gain in it for them. I look at that, praise God. Some people like to talk to be seen and heard, but then praise the Lamb of God who really are out here, praise the Lamb of God, listening to God, bathing in the presence of God, waking up in his presence, entering into his presence, getting into the word, absorbing God, praise the Lamb of God, and allowing God to use them right where they are, praise the Lamb of God, and not right where they want to be, but right where they are and making the best of their situation. You know, when the Apostle Paul was in his situations and circumstances, he made the best out of every situation and circumstance. And that's what he meant when he said, in whatever state I'm in, I'm willing to be content. He's not saying that I'm satisfied. I'm content in what God, the hand that God has given me to play. But I'm going to play it the best I can. Praise the Lamb of God. He ain't saying, well, this all God gave me, so I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. No, this is the place. If I'm in prison, I'm going to write my way out of here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to send letters out of here. I'm a witness to Onesimus and others that's in jail until I get some converts in here in jail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be able to operate in whatever condition you find yourself in. And I believe that has been one of my blessings. I don't care. Praise the Lamb of God. Shift, pull, fall, roll, on the floor or on the roof, I'm going to operate. Praise the Lamb of God in my anointing. I'm going to operate and do the things that God has called me to do. Praise the Lamb of God, because I know that's the will of God for my life. And Prophet Dale, I believe in my heart you're on that same level of operation, but now it's your time and your season, praise the Lamb of God, to come up to a higher place in God, and God is ready to reposition you, praise the Lamb of God, and put you on a platform, hallelujah, where your voice is going to be heard in the city of Chicago, praise the Lamb of God. Something is about to open up. I even think, praise the Lamb of God, that this show that you have been drawn to on a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God, is a part of the molding and developing of where God is about to take you, because if you're going to be the voice of a city, then there must be a platform for the city to hear you. So it has to be radio or television or something of that nature that God is going to open up to you, praise the Lamb of God, for you to walk right in and do what God would have you to do and say the things that God will have you to say. With the draw of the government in the city pulling on you also, praise the Lamb of God, and city officials and things of that nature, just remember, as God told me, no one owns you. You don't sell out to nobody, no man. You are no certain person's prophet. See, a lot of people get in the presence of Obama, and they'll want to be the president's prophet. I'm not the president's prophet. I'm God's prophet to the president. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't be bought by limousines or fancy hotel rooms, neither gold and silver. I'm going to say what thus says the Lord. I'm going to stay on his side of the fence. Praise the Lamb of God. I will not be a puppet for nobody. Nobody will ever own me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. No one will ever own Shakespeare. This voice will be free to speak what God wants me to speak, when he wants me to speak, where he wants me to speak, to who he wants me to speak to. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the blessing, Prophet Darrell, of being in the place, God's man in God's place, in God's time, doing God's will. And I hope all my sons and daughters in the ministry and in the prophetic hear my voice, and some of the others that's not, praise the Lamb of God, so they can change their direction and change their way. Praise the Lamb of God, and don't shut down for anybody. Know what you're called to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Know your territory. Know, praise the Lamb of God, where God wants you and what God wants you to do. And if you do it, praise the Lamb of God, God will make ways out of no ways for you. He'll send the ravens to feed you. Hallelujah. He'll send a widow to house you and feed you. Just do what God will have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm loving on some Jesus today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. What the prayers have been prayed today. Words of exhortation, words of encouragement has been given today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful show this has been thus far. People of God, again, let me encourage you in the area of the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. November the 6th, the 7th, and 8th. We have an event page now on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God that you can go to. Hallelujah. We have the event page set up, and you can go to that page and praise the Lamb of God, see the advertisement that's there. Also, there's postcards and things being printed up. We're listing our classes, praise the Lamb, so that you'll be able to select your classes. In the next week or so, you'll be able to go on the site, on the website, select the classes that you want to take. Praise the Lamb, that's going to be offered at the gathering. Also, praise the Lamb, don't forget, the rooms are going. I'm telling you that now. Praise the Lamb of God. We have 650 rooms blocked, and there's probably only now under 40 Praise the Lamb of God, because people are calling and blocking the rooms. I know a pastor called me yesterday to call in to get their room. So you want to get your hotel room, praise the Lamb of God, as soon as possible. You want to get that. Remember, there's 200 seats. Praise the Lamb of God. We're not overkilling. That's all I really want in the building. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we want these classes to be strategic so we can pour into you, so we can minister to you. Praise the Lamb of God. You go to that arena with 10,000, you ain't doing nothing but watching somebody else. I want everyone that come through the door to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. I want everyone to receive words of prophecy, exhortation, impartations, activations. I want everybody to receive that. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm asking you, people of God, those of you, hallelujah, know you desire, you feel the pull of God on your head, on you in the prophetic realm. You want to go higher, you need to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Get there, press your way, set those ducats aside. Some of you are falling off with your dollar a week program. Praise the Lamb of God. Get back on schedule. A dollar, praise the Lamb of God, for every week of the year will land you, praise the Lamb of God, $1,300 to be able to spend for the gathering. You will have plenty of money left over as you use your money wisely. But your ticket, if you have to fly, your plane ticket, your registration, and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, will come in to play for you. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as we finish packaging everything, praise the Lamb of God, for a short season, I'm planning on running a deal for some of you all that you might want to get in, and that will even help you even the more when it comes down to your registration and what have you. Know this, the event is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Praise of Wednesday night through Friday night. Friday night, we're scheduling a prophetic banquet. Praise the Lamb of God on Friday night. So I want you to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Bring your garments. Bring your fine suits. Praise the Lamb. Your black ties and all of that. Praise the Lord. So you can enjoy an evening in the prophetic, an evening with the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God and our guests. And we're going to have a prophetic feast at this banquet. And I want you there. I want you there. Don't you dare miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. You can register now, psmintl.org. You can go there. You will see the DoubleTree Hotel, that information. You can go to the event page, see that information so you can get your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Across the street, the Cheesecake Factory. Maggiano's, one of the best Italian restaurants you can ever eat at. Praise the Lamb of God. Oak Brook Terrace Mall is there. Pizza is up and down the street, everything. Even the University of McDonald's is sitting there. Right? You can even visit it while you're there. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 661, is this Jermaine?
Yes, yes. I just called to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Apostle. Happy birthday. And today is your day, and let God take over your life, and I'm sure you will rejoice on this day. So I'm happy to say just, hey, happy birthday. And I would love to come to Chicago, enjoy this prophetic moment with you, and we definitely will we're going to have to meet. So, you know, I just want to say happy birthday, and God bless you.
Hallelujah, man of God. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. And make sure, Jermaine, that I want to see your face in the place in November, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Put it on the calendar. It's a place you're supposed to be at, people of God. It's a place you have to go to. Get there, praise the Lamb of God, at the prophetic gathering. What a time we're going to have there, praise the Lamb of God. We're gearing up. We're getting ready, praise the Lamb of God. Get your warfare gear. Praise the Lamb of God together, because we're going to be warring for the promise of the prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can dress in warfare attire. Hallelujah. The entire conference. You ain't got to worry about no whole lot of suits and all of that. You can wear a warfare t-shirt with some jeans. You can wear the whole desert storm, desert sand, desert dust outfits. Praise the Lamb of God around the hotel with the boots on and the whole gear up. Just don't bring the gun. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we're going to be geared up for warfare. Praise the Lamb of God. And people, let me tell you something. We going at it this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Won't be no joking or no smoking this year. It's going to be flat down. Praise the Lamb of God. Warring for the promise. Hallelujah. Activations and impartations at the gathering. I want you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, people, the time has come again that we must go. Hallelujah. I've done all I can in another episode, another week, to bless you all. Even my birthday, I come on here to be with you all. Praise the Lamb of God, to share, to pray with you, and to impart to you. Know why? Because I love you. I bless you, and I'm excited about your future. Thank you, Prophet Darrell, for being here. Thank you, Matt Janice. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, praise the Lamb of God, Shatwan. Thank you, my son, praise the Adam. Our other son, Brett, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our daughter down in California that had called in. Bless you, Jermaine. Hallelujah. Bless all of you. Prophet, love you today. Don't forget, if you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, please do so. You want to give me a birthday gift? Please do so. PSMINTL.org. Love you. Bless you. Talk to you guys Tuesday.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Days are over, forgotten and broken.